AM 1310, Indie Source for inspiration and praise. I'm Donna Shealy, and I have the privilege to be in the studio with one of our artists for Praise in the Park. We are so excited. You all know Praise in the Park is going to be here July 26th on a Saturday, right by Bugs Temple, 11th Street between MLK and Senate, starting at 11 a.m. And we have an artist. She's right here from Indianapolis. Let's show some love to Miss Shawana Ray. Hi!
Hi!
Yay!
I'm so excited.
We are excited, too. First of all, thank you so much for being a part of Praise in the Park this year.
Thank you for having me. It's such a blessing.
Yes, we are just going to be blessed by your music. First of all, you are from Indianapolis. It's always exciting when we have someone who lives in the city that is performing. So where are you from? What part of town?
I am from the West Side.
Okay.
West Side, raise up. No.
All right, West Side.
I know, right? I'm from the West Side of Indianapolis. I actually grew up in the Riverside area.
Okay.
So, yeah. And
wonderful.
I now live in Brownsburg, but Indianapolis is still like my
home.
That's
right. That's your home.
That's
well,
right.
We are so glad to have Indy's own coming to Praise in the Park. Now, your gospel sound, I'm so excited about it because she is very different, everybody. She has a sound that is, I guess you'd say neo-soul. Is that what you kind of consider neo-soul? But it's gospel.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Talk about your sound and how that came to be.
My sound, for years, because, you know, I was raised in a church, and then I kind of strayed away and then came back when I was in my teens. And the sound that you always will hear was the people who did all the amazing runs and the people who, you know, did the praise and worship and then the quartets and everything like that.
Yeah.
And so I tried to, as I sang in the church, tried to kind of be what other people were. So whenever they would give me a song, I could sing just like the person singing on the song. When I went to the studio, actually my music producer, Smavavius Music Group, Jeffrey Thomas, he is the person who was like, Shawana, you are not that person. You need to just go ahead and accept who you are, your neo-soul. All I listen to, you know, for the most part, I love neo-soul. My favorite artists are like Music, Soulchild, and Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, and all those, Anita Baker, those jazzy type singers, and then Kim Burrell, those jazzy sounds.
Yes.
And so I just owned it and just decided to, and even in my writing, when I would write every song that I sent to him, he was like, this is like neo-soul.
Yeah.
And so I accepted it. I received it and I embraced it. And so now I'm just doing it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's something about being authentic and being who you are. And I just feel like God can only honor that. You're being who you are. You're not trying to be anyone else. And it's the authenticity is what you feel through your music.
Amen.
As I listen to it, I absolutely love it, love it, love it. So how long have you been singing professionally?
Absolutely. I've been singing professionally only since 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, since 2010. And that's when I released my first album.
Okay.
And even still, I just released the album. I didn't go out and perform it that much.
Look at you.
And so I finally started performing more frequently when I released my second album, which I did that last year, August 2013.
Okay.
Is when I released No More Hiding, and I had a coming out party, I guess I could call it, but they call it a release party.
A release party.
And I did a release concert, and people enjoyed the music, and I've been not stopping ever since. So
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, look, when we come back, we're going to talk about your first album.
Okay.
We're going to hear a little bit from your first album, a song called How Many Ways. We're going to hear a little bit of that coming up next. I'm with Shawana Ray. She is one of our artists for Praise in the Park. We'll hear more from her coming up next on AM 1310, The Light.